Welcome, Big Little Besties, to another amazing episode of After Bedtime with Big Little Feelings. Today is a really, really fun episode. Dina and I are talking about being besties in business together. How we, as besties, turned what we're so passionate about into a thriving business, and how through hard work, showing up every day, and maybe shaking up the space a little bit, we're now able to live our dream day in and day out.
Besties, you know that After Bedtime, this is a podcast where we navigate the wild world of parenting after our little ones have gone to sleep. But we can't forget our other little babies, our furry little troublemakers, our dogs. I have a little pug. His name is Moki, and we call him Momo, and he really is my number one baby. He was my first child. And at the same time, as much as we love our pets, we know they can get into some trouble sometimes. Let me tell you about a time that my sweet, sweet baby Moki got into a bit of trouble. My one-year-old was just learning how to do solids. He's practicing. I gave him a huge lamb bone. And the baby, being a baby, accidentally dropped it on the floor, and within seconds, I kid you not, I looked over. Before I could grab it, Moki inhaled the lamb bone all 6 inches in a pug down his throat. It was horrifying. We rushed him to an emergency vet, and thankfully, it was a 3-day journey. He is okay, but trust me, the vet bills, they were no joke. Speaking of which, we wanted to share a message from our partner Spot Pet Insurance, because Spot Pet Insurance plans can offer up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills, which sounds like a game changer and something I wish I had on the Moki Lambone fiasco. Honestly, like, it was bad on top of bad when I got the bill. But now imagine getting up to 90% cash back on that bill. And the Spot Pet Insurance plan offers not only coverage for accidents and illness plans, but an optional preventative care benefit as well to help with the cost for routine wellness, vaccines, and more. And if you catch yourself thinking like, is it expensive? Let me tell you, it is probably less expensive than the unexpected $1,800 vet bill that I got served. Go to spotpetinsurance.com today and get a free quote instantly. It's very easy. Disclaimer, paid ad for Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductible, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Finally, here we are. It's after bedtime, the kids are asleep, and it is time to get down. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina. We're the duo behind the ever-popular Instagram account Big Little Feelings, which helps you navigate all things parenthood.
But this is not a boring parenting podcast. There will be inappropriate jokes, we will be getting down and dirty, so put those babies to bed, and let's have fun. Dina.
Kristen.
Oh my God. Even before I did that, I was like, should we change this up? Like, should I not sing your name every time we start this podcast?
I don't know.
TBD.
Hey, do what your heart feels.
It feels right every time. It feels right every time because I'm just so excited that you're sitting here in my basement.
You know what it is? It's what? Me today. I'm tired. I honestly, if I'm being really, really honest, yeah. I feel like the past 24 hours I've been giving yellow flags, like I need a break. I'm getting a little run down, so I'm really happy that we're hanging out tonight.
I'm gonna be honest, you look like you always do, which is like a perfect, beautiful angel. And your eyes, if I may, are very red and look like they're about to close.
Oh yeah, or cry. Yeah, maybe cry. No, and like really, I feel like I notice I'm getting a little bit shorter, you know, like with my kids, and I want to be like, when they're like, mommy, I want to be like, what? What do you need? You know, and I'm trying not to do that.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm at that point.
I get that. I'm like, sorry. That's the worst.
Girl, take a break.
Take a break. Well, I feel like last week, that was me, right? Mm-hmm. That was me last week. And by the way, I feel great today. I don't want to like run. I feel great today because yesterday was daylight savings time, the longest day of my entire life, by the way. How does 1 hour
equal 6 extra hours?
I don't know, but it does.
Can you math that for me?
The like, math isn't mathing.
Okay. The longest day of my life, but because it was also the longest day of my life, I slipped out. I got my nails done by myself and somehow had like plenty of time to do that, by the way. I really don't understand how. I laid down for an hour while the baby laid down for an hour.
Wow.
And then this morning, I went for a workout by myself. Stop and my it. Husband took care of like getting the kids ready for school.
Look at you just embracing it.
I feel You're guilty. Going with it. I feel guilty and I don't because I feel amazing.
Yeah. No, I support this.
Lessons learned.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you. Yeah. I think we're just going to flip flop by next week. You know what I mean?
Like, sounds good. I also have a pinch in my neck, so I can't turn right.
There's a lot happening.
I'm not feeling great. And to circle back real quick from last week.
I was going to ask you this.
I am not pregnant.
Yeah.
I got my period. Yeah. And that's probably also why I feel so horrible.
We were all waiting.
Yeah.
We were all waiting.
Yeah. Not now. For right now, I'm at peace with it.
So we're good. Okay. So this is a good thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. I'm also definitely not pregnant. No one's asking, but like that's not a part of my journey. This catch up is sometimes hard because I feel like all I want to do is A, talk about Bravo. And you don't watch every single one. And Housewives of the New York is over. So like we don't have that to chat about.
That's true.
And then on the other hand, I want to talk about books and you don't really read like the books that we're, you know, you're not really like a book reader right now.
Science articles.
Yeah. So I want to say, I think is more relatable. I have the Britney Spears book and I wish we could sit down and chat about it, but I can't bring myself to open it because like, Britney, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And like everyone's reading it and I'm excited to read it, but I feel like I'm not ready. Yeah. I'm not ready to like bring that story into my life.
Yeah, you got
to
be stable
to
open that one.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So I shifted to Cody Rigsby. If you have a Peloton, you know Cody Rigsby. So that's been a dream. It's like a lighthearted.
I didn't know he had a book.
Oh, girl. Yes, he has a book. Wow. He should have a podcast because he's like funny and motivating.
I know.
It's really good, by the way.
Yeah.
It's good. I know you're never going to read it, but.
No, I won't.
Maybe the Big Little Besties who like to read the Cody Rigsby book.
We should start your book club.
I know. I think about that all the time. Two things. One, I don't read real books. Like I read, and no offense to Cody, I read lighthearted, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's Bravo, but books.
Yes.
So like if anybody wants that book club, let me know. But it's only lighthearted.
And then Colleen.
Oh, I don't fuck with Colleen Hoover anymore.
Not anymore.
And girl, like,
we close that chapter.
This is the thing. This is like, I guess, probably some people who don't like Taylor Swift, right? For me, that's Colleen Hoover, where it's like, I respect the shit out of Colleen Hoover. I respect everything she has done and I get it. It's not for me. It's not for me. It's not for me.
That's how I feel about Taylor.
I know. But Taylor,
I've never
like,
said it out loud.
Oh my God. Maybe there's just two different kinds of people in this world, I guess. That's what I'm learning. Where it's like Taylor Swift is lighthearted and butterflies and rainbows. Mm-hmm. And you like a little more like sadcore.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the same with books. Why I don't really like Colleen Hoover. And I can get dark, but this is like, I have to go to therapy after reading. I need lightness.
I might enjoy that then. Maybe you I should might consider like, it.
You probably love Colleen Hoover.
By the way, this is so on point for today's episode.
Oh, girl.
We are exact opposites. Uh-huh. And somehow have turned our passion, the thing that we both share in common and love, the one thing, into this thriving business.
Yeah.
And it has been a journey.
It's been a journey and an amazing journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's chat about it.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Okay, we're big believers that small, easy changes can have big results. And that goes for your skincare routine too. These days, it's so confusing to know what product works for this and that and which work together in what order. So I'm just gonna make it easy for you. The Work System from Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, it's high-end skincare that's affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, by the way, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I do not have time to remember a 10-step routine. The Work System is everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, with spring and summer around the corner, I love anything with sunscreen. Their Tinted Glow Wonder Screen with SPF 30 just came out in new shades, and it's amazing. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Dimebeautyco.com. It's about time you've checked out Dime. If you follow us on Instagram, you know that Moki, my pug, he is my number one baby. He's my firstborn. I love him so much. But if I'm being really, really honest, ever since having kids, he doesn't get the attention that he used to. I do my best, but there's a lot going on. But one thing that makes me feel really good is we recently switched his food to the farmer's dog. And I cannot tell you how happy this little pug is every morning and every night when he's about to eat. Even my husband commented yesterday, he's like, I've never seen Moki prance around so excited. He loves this food. And I've noticed a difference where he does look happier, he has more energy, he just looks like a healthier dog. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and it's made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. Honestly, when you pour it, you can tell how real and how clean this food is. In hindsight now, I can really see how like traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed, and they can use so much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and they're extremely difficult to portion accurately. And if you're using dry food or like store-bought food, no guilt. I did it for a really long time, but I now notice such a difference since I've switched him, which is why I'm here sharing the Farmer's Dog with you so you can incorporate it into your family. And one little detail that I love, it makes life easier, is the Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send you the right pre-portioned size specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. This makes it really easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. In fact, dogs at healthy weights can live as much as 16% longer than overweight ones, and that's 2.5 years. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin to better breath and even easier digestion and smaller, better poops. Yes, poops matter. A healthy diet isn't just important for humans. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/feelings. Let the Farmer's Dog know that we sent you. Use our code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
Okay, besties, let's start from the somewhat beginning, but not make this like go on and on.
Let's not drag, okay?
Let's not drag, because we need to go watch a Housewife episode after this.
Every precious moment counts.
Yeah. So let's start at the beginning-ish, which is background, right? We, Dina and I, run online toddler account on Instagram called Big Little Feelings. Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you haven't. And we have the Instagram. We have our courses. We have 2 courses, right, that we sell through our website. And that right now is really like our revenue generating part. That's our business. And a lot of people don't necessarily think of content creation, content creators as business owners. I think now it's sort of like becoming a little more known. And I love when I see people behind the scenes showing like what it is like to operate a business and to, you know, work for yourself and live your passion and your dream through creating content.
It's true. It's a very real business that takes a lot of commitment and showing up like day in and day out.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people might think that we just kind of pop open our Instagram and we're just like, hi.
I think that's a common misconception. Although, again, I think like people are moving away from that. Like that's this true. Is beyond a full-time job, but in an incredible way. I remember before we even started Big Little Feelings, just being like, what if we could replace our current, you know, situation and work for ourselves and work for each other? And like, that's enough, right? Like how amazing. And we did it, like somehow, some way we did it. And so we'll talk about how exactly we got there, like the work behind it, what we did, how we did it. But fast forward to now, we're here. We have 3.2 million followers somehow, some way.
Crazy.
That's insane.
And we have 350,000 plus families in our courses right now.
Yep. So our core community is both. It's Instagram, it's our courses, and our business is really run being committed and hyper-focused of taking care of both of these communities. So that's what we're doing, like day in, day out, behind the scenes, trying to run a business, right? Take care of our current community members that we love more than anything in life. And then also we're trying to expand and grow and keep dreaming and striving and be exactly what we are have always dreamt of being.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I saw a joke. It was like, I love being an entrepreneur. I get to pick my schedule. I get to pick which 17 hours a day that I work.
I saw that one too.
It's so good.
Deeply resonated. Yes. Deeply resonated. I mean, it's literally the dream come true. Like, it is so much work, like you're saying. And it is also literally the dream come true. This is what we always dreamed of doing. So I think for anyone listening that has a crazy idea or a passion, or maybe you're also more like me where like you're not that great at going into an office and putting pants on every day. Like from an early age, I needed to be fostered for an environment that was not like, follow this set of rules, done this protocol. Like, we needed to create something out of thin air.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you have these crazy dreams, we're going to walk you through step by step how we did it. I don't know if everybody does it, but we're going to walk you through.
We did it our way.
Yeah.
So we'll share it.
That's the best way. Okay, Dina, take us back to the end of 2019. When we had this crazy idea, just a seed.
Rolling all the way back to 2019.
Yeah.
That is so funny to think back on. Mm. Oh my gosh. I was like grinding it out in full-time practice with like people working under me. And I love the kids who came to my office every day and the families. And at the same time, I just felt like I wanted to reach more people and help more families.
Yeah. And then I was a mom of two. They were 3 and 1. I had debilitating postpartum anxiety at the time. And I just remember there was just this synergy happening at the exact same time. Look at that finance word I just used.
Synergy.
Synergy. Excel spreadsheet.
My comfort zone.
Yeah, it's true.
I run the business side of things.
Yeah, we'll get there. But Dina loves a circle back moment or like follow up or like a synergy, a spreadsheet, ROI. Okay, but really the synergy was, even though we were two very different people, and we always have been, we've always told the story of how you were the straight A student in high school. I was the F up. I was the bad kid. That's always been kind of how we have grown together in our 20 years of friendship. And then in 2019, the synergy was like we were both radically committed to this sort of way of parenting kids that was going to stop generational trauma, right? Yeah. That's the overarching thing.
Yeah. There's so much research. You and I did not grow up in families.
Yeah.
That had these like emotional skills, gave us any coping tools. We both grew up to cope in like really just not the best ways.
Pretty
and
unhealthy.
We had to undo that so that Pretty we didn't unhealthy. Pass it down to our kids.
Yeah. And so we found ourselves, even though we were so different, we've always been so supportive of each other. Just like, girl, you're moving to Thailand. Bye. I'm going to go be my research nerd self in the UCLA basement.
Yeah.
Like, great. Love you from afar. Like we were always on these different paths, but just supporting each other so much and visiting each other and throughout it all. And then in 2019, we both just found this thing that we were like so wildly committed to.
Yeah.
Like so committed to. And I found that I could not find as a mom what I was looking for. And you at the same time were like, as a therapist, also nothing out there that I can like direct these families to. Like, it was completely missing. And it's not looking, when we're talking about this, I think a lot of people from a business sense would be like, oh, there's this, what do you call it? You call it a white space? Is that what Mikey would call it? old Mike would call it a white space. Yeah. I think when you like put your heart and your soul into a business and it really is about the people that you are either helping or selling to, whatever, however you're monetizing your business, it's less of a white space and you're seeing it more of this actual inherent need that you're so sure of that you yourself are dying to see. So on my side of that was not only, okay, my kids are 3 and 1. How do I actually, like, I saw a lot of stuff about homework and bullying and friendships and like, don't yell at them. You're definitely going to mess them up if you yell at them, but there wasn't anything specific. And on the other side, also, everything that had to do with motherhood made me feel like shit. I'm just going to say it. It just made me feel like shit. I had postpartum anxiety. I'm in a room, a dark room, alone with baby, doesn't sleep, three-year-old, just going through it. And everything I scrolled through made me feel like shit. And we both just knew, we were like, this is a crazy idea. Why don't we make what we think is missing?
Why don't we make the page of our dreams, the course of our dreams, where it's like, you're tired, you're busy. Yeah. Here you go. Here's what you do and say. Like, this is what we need. Why is it this hard?
Right. Can someone tell me what to say?
I'm so tired. I'm
so tired. And leave room, obviously, for interpretation and doing it your own way. But like,
yeah, and make you not feel bad about it.
Really the underbelly.
We saw it.
Yeah.
We wanted it.
Yeah.
Our hearts were in it. We were thinking about moms. We were thinking about parents. We were thinking about kids. Like, that was it.
That was it. And it was really cool, too, I think, is that your side of Big Little Feelings was and continues to be, like, everything that you've done in your therapy practice. It's really, like, kid motivated, which is amazing because I think that's where all the advice comes from, right? That's like where everything is. And then I think the unique part is that on my side, it was always about the mom or the dad in the shower who feels like shit at the end of a long, hard day and needs to just be like raised up and felt like, man, I didn't mess this whole thing up. And it was that synergy, the synergy that you circle back to, that I think was really, really unique and beautiful about like our business.
It's true. It's so, I love how we bring those two sides. Like I'm always thinking about the kid. I just want them to feel loved. I want to help them feel safe.
Yeah. Ugh. And then I'm always thinking of like, yes, and how do we do that and not make someone feel like there's so much pressure. Oh my God, the
like,
pressure.
Like this is the way. And if you don't do it this way, you're screwing it up.
Yeah. And just like realistic. So that's where, I mean, if we were to give business advice, I think the biggest piece, I don't know how you think, we'll get to the rapid fire at the end. But my biggest piece of advice at the very beginning would be, it cannot be about making money, if I may.
Yeah.
Like it cannot be. I've seen so many people go down a road where they're making a product first to get money.
That's true.
And it's this need, it's this burning passion and need that you know is missing when you lead with what someone needs. And you're never going to make a million people happy. We know that. So don't let that stop you from being like, you know what? If it helps just one person, I know someone out there needs it because I need it. And you just, that's your motivation.
That was always the mentality. That was
always the motivation.
And what kept us going.
Yeah.
Okay. Once we had the vision, we knew what we wanted.
Yeah.
You and I feel like the kickoff was I pulled you out of your house.
Yeah.
I flew out.
Yeah.
We booked this little house in Colorado for 3 days and we just full on gave everything to this for 3 straight days where we like came up with the colors, the fonts, what it's going to look like, what it's going to sound like, who we're talking to, some of the tips. We started to outline the course, like everything just we're flowing, man.
Yeah. I remember literally sitting there and being like, we went through all the tips, we did all the stuff, but being like, Dina, I know this sounds crazy. Because even all of us, even on our personal Instagrams, by the way, it was like perfect selfie, the chin going like this. Like,
oh,
my
I for sure was
100%.
Oh,
it was
like deep
Paris
in that.
Hilton watching your Instagram.
It was literally
so buttoned
like
up
Malibu.
And yeah.
It was like, oh, we're in Italy now.
Yeah.
You know?
Literally, yes. And then I was probably technically, although I think a lot of people have told me that like I used to be what Big Little Felix still is, because it was just like basically the personal side of it. But I remember us sitting down and me being like, Dina, I know this sounds crazy. I know that this is not the way social media is, but I think that we need to just show up the way we are. And I don't think that we should like declutter our background. And I don't think we should use selfie ring lights. And I don't think that we should have our hair blown out. And I think we just need to like really be ourselves. And that was a radical idea at the time, by the way. It's not so much anymore, thank God. I'm so glad people do that these days. Shout out Elise Myers for being you.
Yes.
But at the time, that was crazy.
It took me a while to get used to. I'm not gonna lie. I had to get comfortable with that.
Yeah, it was hard.
As someone who grew up like perfection, and give me a gold star, tell me how well I'm doing.
And that's how motherhood was like, show how perfect I'm doing, show how perfect I'm doing. So we had like every single teeny tiny discussion you could possibly think we were gonna have, right? We even got to the point of like, okay, and then we're gonna blow up, we're gonna be huge. And when we have a huge business, like, Dina, you're amazing and you're passionate, and I don't know how to write a number down and then add those two numbers together. So like, you are going to be finance, open the business, put the S corp.
I mean, I had a little experience just from running my own business and practice. Yeah. Like, I'd done it once, you know. Yeah. Learned a lot from working with Dan Siegel and helping with the Institute. But yeah.
Very logical brain, and it takes two people to make a business, by the way. So like, we knew, we pretended in that moment as if we were like, all right, we're successful, go, right? This is what the business will look like. Dina, you will run HR, finance, this, that. Kristen, like, we're going to blow up and we're going to have a whole team. So you're going to run like creative and social media and this, and then we'll meet together as founders, and then we'll go back to our own bucket. We knew that from day one.
That's
which
true.
Is crazy.
How it was going to work and what you were going to control and what I was going to oversee and what we're good at. We just kind of leveraged our natural strengths, I feel like.
Thank God.
Like, honored who we are.
Yeah.
You know?
And thank God, because I don't know how to do any of the things that you do, which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great. But I think that's my like number two tip is like, when you sit down to think of this, this is not... We never called it a side project. What we called it was the passion project.
Yeah.
And when you're thinking of how the things are going to run and how things are going to go, you're thinking as if you've already done it. You are successful. Like, you're already doing exactly what you've always dreamed of. And then you're showing up day in and day out as if you're running the huge business that you're dreaming up.
Yeah. Even when people tell you it's a bad idea.
No, or that you're
like
crazy.
My husband. Mike, if you're listening, do you remember that? Love you. But you told me not to do it because it was going to be too hard.
You know what? Yeah. I'm talking about that.
And to be clear, the reason he said it, he works in finance. He works with businesses. He's seen so many businesses. And with his business brain was like, well, listen, it's going to take so much advertising money to get this thing off the ground, to get people to see it and find it, that it's probably not going to be worth it.
Right. Which, I mean, I think that's where, God, I just love that we live in 2023, because we've never really taken a quote unquote business approach to it. And I think that's the key to creation, right? Is like, now we have such a new way of doing things. We never paid a dollar for like sponsorships or sending things to celebrities or anything. All we did was know exactly what we were doing, exactly what we were about. We showed up day in and day out. And I think the part of being radically ourselves, we hit 1 million followers in 9 months. What's sort of crazy and ironic is we are the advertisers now, right? We live in a totally different age than what traditional businesses tell you to do. And so if you're listening to this, and again, you have some crazy idea or passion, it's amazing, because if the thing that's stopping you is, well, I don't have a background in business, I don't know how to do it, it's kind of crazy how in 2023, you can create a business off of passion, being devoted, and truly, again, like the biggest thing, caring so much about the 1 or 20 or 30 or 45 or 45,000 or 3 million people who are showing up for you every day, who are following you, or whatever it may be.
Exactly.
It's not about the exact way to do things anymore. It's amazing. So we proved him wrong, and you had a bet. You had a bet.
Oh my God.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, we had a bet that, by the way, we made at your house.
I remember. Oh, during this brainstorming session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. And I found out I was pregnant at your house. That was a wild time. I found out during this little period of us brainstorming. I was going to have my first baby, which was wild. Okay, so anyways, my husband came.
Yeah.
Wait, did he like fly out?
Because
when I found,
you were pregnant. Because
I found out I was, oh my gosh. Yeah. So he flew out.
Yeah. In 2019. Yeah. During this exact moment.
Remember. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So then we make this bet while we're sitting on your couch eating popcorn, where you and I were like, okay, Mike, if our business hits this mark of success.
Yeah. Revenue-wise.
Revenue-wise.
Yep.
You have to move to Denver, because I was wanting to leave LA.
Yeah.
I didn't want to raise a kid there, especially like once I had a baby coming. I was like, I feel like I barely made it out of there. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And he agreed to it, thinking that we would
It was
never,
ridiculous.
Like you'll it was never get there.
Ridiculous number.
And we did it.
What, like 9 months later?
Yeah.
Like, all right, Mike. Pack it up.
Pack those suitcases,
the
besties buddy.
Besties cannot be held apart.
No advertising here.
I remember us sitting in a room when we were filming our first course and we had maybe like 10,000 followers or something like that. I remember standing in that room and your dad was there and Mike was there. And this was kind of like
in my living room.
In your living room. And we were filming our first course. And I remember standing there because you and I were just so this way. We were like, yeah, we're going to hit this and then we're going to hit that. And then we will. And then like
real.
Tyler will leave his job. We will do this. This is how we had it all laid out.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, well, by my birthday, I want 1 million followers. And it's not about having 1 million followers. Like, that's really not, it doesn't matter what the number is, but I had it in my mind and I knew it. And I remember everyone in that room erupting.
Literally laughed in your face.
Like erupting in laughter.
Like, you absurd silly girl.
Yeah. And we did it. I think it was like a week before my birthday.
Yeah.
It was a week before my birthday.
Yeah.
And so people will tell you to do it a certain way, especially if they're already in the industry, right? Like your husband. Yep. We had very early on consulted a social media agency that you had met through a friend or something like that. And they had so many different things to say of like how to set things up perfectly and how to have a content calendar.
And how many
really
times you should
look
post,
that way.
What it
you
should
probably
look like.
Shouldn't swear because you are professionals. So you should be professionals and you should be this way. And we were both just like,
nah, that doesn't feel right.
And so when you have goals and you have dreams, like, it's okay, by the way. I feel like we need to circle back for 1 second. Also, I think that women in especially are not supposed to, quote unquote, dream big or talk about wanting to achieve success when it comes to revenue, when it comes to money, when it comes to just anything. You're supposed to kind of be like meek and mild and be whatever. So I think that's another tip. I don't know what you think.
I think that's a tip.
Is like, allow yourself to want to dream for whatever you want to dream for, even if it's crazy.
And somehow we did hit these huge goals that we had for ourselves. Yeah. And let's just take it all the way back, though, because there was a point when we started where we were not, you know, we were starting it from scratch, really. And it took wild commitment. I was like grinding my butt off doing this early morning before my full day of therapy with kids and families. And then I would do it after I got home again.
Yeah.
And you were doing the exact same thing. I remember you getting up. You would like jump on the Peloton at 5 to get your brain going before your kids woke up with the monitor in front of you. Take a moment, reset. Then you would go write and then take care of the kids and then work during nap time and then take care of the kids and then after bedtime.
Yeah, it was grueling. I think let's pause for a second because what I don't want is someone to think that they have to like kill themselves to do it. I think it's more that we knew for, or at least I knew, and I think we agreed together for one calendar year, we were going to pretend as if we were running a multi-million dollar business with millions of followers and we had nothing. We had no one. We had not a soul.
There was nothing.
Okay, nothing. And I was living like paycheck to paycheck. My husband was working a lot. Like, we were so far away from this insane goal that
and
we were
vision.
Talking about. Yeah. That it's crazy that we could like stay committed to it because we were so so far away from it. And so the reasoning behind having to wake up at 5 a.m. and doing nap time and after bedtime, that's how it had to shake out. But the reasoning was because we said for 1 year, no matter what, even if we only had 5 followers and they were our mom, our husbands, our sisters, no matter what, we would keep going for 1 year as if, acting as if we couldn't take a day off. It didn't matter how our day jobs were going, how crazy they got. Oh, we just didn't have enough time. Our kids were sick. Kids had croup, whatever it was. We were going to show up as if this was our full-time job for 1 year.
It was a full commitment to see if we could get this off the ground.
Full commitment. And we had full-time jobs. Yeah. Staying home, by the way, with your kids is a full-time job. So in order to maintain a full-time job schedule, we did have to work, you know, our booties
extra
off.
Extra time.
Yeah, we did. That's just how it happened. Maybe whoever's listening is like better with their time. I don't know.
Yeah, and it really was. It was our passion project.
Yeah.
Our whole hearts. Like, we believed in this so fiercely.
And it was hard, though, by the way. I mean, there were many, many times that I didn't, I mean, almost every night, by the way, even at 7 p.m., want to sit down and write Winning the Toddler Stage when we did, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was, I remember sitting outside, the sun was setting, I was so exhausted. And it was, yes, that fire that keeps you going of like, yes, I'm passionate. But sometimes real people, we are real people. Mm-hmm. And even though you're really passionate about it, you can be like, well, I'm just really tired. And we didn't give ourselves that option. It was like, we're doing this for 1 year, no matter how tired I am.
Yeah.
And we did it.
Yeah. Okay, so we launch our Instagram in March of 2020. We work our butts off. We launch our course at the end of June in 2020. And now it's starting to become, like, by the end of that year in 2020, a viable business, a real business that we're running.
Yeah, so by the end of that year, we exceeded our goals, obviously, and we somehow did it. And we were able to fully commit to this business. We have customers. We need customer service. Like, we start doing what we're doing now, 3.5 later, which is turning this into a real viable business that, by the way, happened out of sheer passion. Like, it's so amazing that, yes, we had like, okay, I want to hit this revenue goal and I would like to love my life and not have my husband work 14-hour days anymore and this and that. But really, the true heart behind it all was thinking of that one mom or dad alone that's having a hard time or that doesn't know exactly what to say and do. And somehow, by the end of that year, 2020, through that sheer passion, we're able to now make this full time.
Yep.
So now here we are.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
We're
it's 2023.
And so now we're running a business. We run a business.
We're co-CEOs.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, Kristen?
Is that my title?
Sorry, have I never said that to you? You're also the CEO.
Oh, that's nice. We're obviously running a really organized ship. I don't know if I think of myself that way, but I think that's the magic. I think that's the magic
of it. I see it in you.
Okay. What's like the crazy visionary person that everybody has to like wrangle back in? I don't know that that's a CEO.
Is that a title?
I don't know. Is that like a real thing or is that like a
creative crazy person?
Yeah.
You're the CCP. Okay, noted.
Oh, I love that. I love my new title. So we run a business and we run it together and we're besties.
That's right. We are besties in business every day now together.
Yeah,
all day. We're exact opposites.
Yep. Yep. And we always joke that we're literally more married than our husbands are because like we... That I mean to our husbands because we talk all day, literally the entire day. I talk to you more than anyone in my entire life for sure.
Yeah.
And that was already the case, but now it's like next,
it's like very much
like,
the case.
Like 10 hours a day. And we share a bank account.
Yeah.
And like we're truly
we have to talk
married.
About some really serious things and make decisions together.
Yeah. We're married.
Yeah. And I think that one thing that is so helpful, we kind of BLF each other, you know? Oh, we're like sharing our feelings. We're sharing our needs. We're problem solving together.
Yeah.
Day in and day out. And I think something that has been so helpful, because when everyone thinks of a partnership, especially in business, you think of it as 50-50. Mm-hmm. And I feel like one of the most helpful things has been learning how to show up like 100%, 100%. You be all of you with all the way you like to do things and the way you need things. And I'm going to be all of me, the exact opposite, super logical, super structured. And we're going to figure it out together.
I mean, I feel like that's where the magic happens, because yes, that was from the foundation, right? From the literal start of BLF was like, you are so strong at everything I am not, and vice versa. Yeah. And so that has carried on for 3 years. And there's always going to be moments where we have to like check in and be like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Like, okay, let's take a step back here. Like, wait, you're amazing at this. What am I doing? You're amazing at this. And when we play to each other's strengths and just like let the other one do what they're great at, it's again almost like a marriage where it's like so much trust has to go into running a business with your best friend. And there, in my opinion, is no better way to run a business, because your business is being run on sheer like trust, love, loyalty. It's kind of the best, especially if you're opposites, because it means everything that would have normally fallen through the cracks, I know isn't falling through the cracks. I don't even have to think about it. Like, you got it.
We just divide and conquer.
It's incredible. And I think that's also how, by the way, this is unique to our business, is our business is literally run that way behind the scenes too, where we have my best friend from college, right? She's our director of business operations. Your sister works for Big Little Feelings.
My sister works
for Big Little Feelings. Another one of my best friends who officiated my wedding works at our business behind the scenes. We are a small and mighty team, and it is comprised of either people who love us and love what we are doing and are so passionate about it.
Committed to the mission.
So committed. Or they're all toddler moms and they're all wildly committed to the mission. And I think that's the other secret sauce. Like, we can't do all of this alone. We do have a small, mighty, incredible team that are so jazzed up and fired up, almost the same amount that we are.
Yeah. We could not do this without them.
Nope.
And I could not do this without you, because it does get tough sometimes. It's hard to keep going.
Yeah. I mean, content in general, it's a whole nother episode. But
living on the internet is a different episode.
Ooh, I need a bestie and a therapist
for
the feedback. The feedback.
Brace yourself.
That I receive.
That you didn't ask for.
I did not.
That's
ask
a different episode.
For my mental, physical, and spiritual existence to be torn apart or given feedback to. But it is. And I'm glad to be doing it with you, because we really...
It is worth it.
What would I be like if I didn't have you to be like in the level... You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That would be like... I would be a shell of a person. Like,
I could not do it.
I couldn't even do it.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that, Dina. That's scary.
Yeah. I live for gold stars. I mean, if I didn't have you, who'd give me my gold stars? I'm just kidding.
And I don't, but I do live for people pleasing, and you can't please 3.2 million people.
That's correct.
That's what I've learned.
You just got to stand by what you believe so fiercely that you don't let the noise shake you.
Is that what we have to do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
We're still working on it. Okay. Yeah, no, we are. That's nice. Let's be clear.
Okay.
We don't have that totally
figured out.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I don't know if we have an episode for that full of advice, but that was really good advice. Like, if we had one. Does my stomach rumbling in the background of that? I hope the listener definitely
hear your stomach. My back is hurting so badly.
I think we have to shift to questions.
We do. We got to give our rapid fire
advice. Why do I not eat before? Oh, because I'm like taking care of the kids and, you know, then shifting them to bedtime. Right. So I don't have time to eat dinner.
You didn't hunch over a sink and like eat some scraps of mac and cheese?
I didn't do that today.
Well, that's why.
Starving.
Yeah, next time.
Wow.
Eat the crust on the sandwich.
Okay.
Pop in.
All right. Yeah, I really should have had some waffle. Okay, a few rapid fire advice. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Rapid fire advice. Go.
Okay. Instinctually, the first thing that comes to mind is it's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about your product. It's not about your course. Truly, if you want to run a big, successful business, it's not about you at all. Like, it is about whoever you are trying to speak to or help or change, whatever it is, whoever your consumer is, if you want to call them that, it's about truly caring so much about what they need, that that's the number one reason you do everything day in and day out is just what do they need?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Rapid fire advice. Go.
There is no perfect time to start. Oh. I would say some people wait. I have this instinct to be like, I just got to figure it out. I don't know how to do it all just right, just perfectly. Oh. And that will cause you to just get paralyzed and like never even try it. You just got to jump in there and you are going to learn so much on the go.
Oh my God. I look back to our first stories. First of all, they were great. But second of all, no, you know, like we had to grow. Like we had to do it as we went, you know?
Yeah.
Just start, take the leap of faith.
Just go.
I love that. It's great advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to you, girl. Rapid fire.
Okay. Be you. Like be, I know everybody says that. But you, when you're thinking this up and dreaming it up, and it could be a bakery or it could be this or it could be that, and you're thinking like, well, this already exists. No, because you haven't done it. So don't let it stop you, first of all, if someone else is already doing it. Because that ties into what my advice is, be radically you. There is no one else doing it the way that you are doing it. And you may think, I don't look like that. I don't sound like that. I should probably do it this way. I should probably, when we came on, we would have had a selfie ring light. We would have had perfect activities that made everybody feel terrible about themselves. Mm-hmm. If we did it the way everyone else was doing it, we just were totally ourselves. And that's not the right way to do it either. Like you do it exactly the way you do it. Maybe you're really clean. Show being really clean. That's not what we did. Show up and be only your whole authentic self. I feel like, because it shouldn't always be about us. Again, we said her name before, Elise Myers. Elise Myers, the best example of this, where in 2023, someone can watch Elise Myers wash her hands in the sink and have her OCDs, what she's talking about, and have her things that she talks about no one would have talked about beforehand, right? They would have just shoved that away and tried to like look perfect on camera. And those things explode. They go quote unquote viral. Why? Because it's not about being viral. It's about her just being authentically herself. And all of these people who for so long have been feeling like no one else is like them are like, oh my God, thank you. Like all your quirks, all your things, be you.
I stand by that 100% and I'm still practicing that every single day.
The Paris Hilton era really just, not 2023 Paris Hilton, of course.
Of course.
But like 2010. Back then. Yeah, 2010 when social media was about like filters and butterflies and, you know, your perfect Italian vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to process.
It's a lot, yeah. You know, still recovering from all that.
I love it. Okay, last advice, go.
I would say the last thing is cut through the noise. People might be telling you to not do this. Like your partner might even be telling you, or your friends or your family telling you this is dumb. It's a waste of time. But if you, in your gut, you know this lights you up. You know this has meaning to you. This is a passion for you. Go for it. Do not let the noise stop you and hold you back from trying and giving it a shot. Because if you never try, you literally will never know.
Oh, I have chills. That's a good one.
Go for it.
Good one. Okay, so big little bestie, if you've been listening and you feel fired up at this point,
yes. Or
maybe you're listening and you're just like, you know what? I love my job. Like, I love how things are right now.
Also,
I love being
yes.
a stay-at-home mom like I did for so long. All we want you to know from this episode is you can do what you dream of. And that doesn't need to be running a huge successful business. That could be anything. That could be being a mom. That could be being a dad. That could be running a business. That could be being a ski instructor. You have this thing deep, deep, deep down inside of you. And everything in the world is saying, that's crazy, man, or I should want more, or I should want different. You know, and you can do it. You can do it.
This is your life.
Let's do it.
Woo!
Woo!
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Okay, let's go into some listener questions that you, Big Little Bestie, have sent in to us.
My favorite part.
Okay, first question is from Michelle. Thank you for sending it. Any little hacks to get a 2.5-year-old to take medicine?
Oh, this is challenging.
But we've got one.
We have one.
Just add sprinkles is what we call it. Sprinkles, literally, you can put them in the medicine and you would not believe how much this can turn them around and make them excited.
Yeah. And also another hack that goes with adding sprinkles is putting them in charge. So generally speaking, whether it's medicine, whether it's leaving the park, doesn't matter what kind of power struggle it is, try putting them in charge of something. So in this case, maybe they are picking the sprinkles, maybe they're pouring the sprinkles, maybe they're pouring the medicine, of course, with you watching and making sure it's exactly the right dosage. Putting them in charge of something is amazing. Even with my kids, I would do like, do you want to take it in the medicine cup or the syringe? And it's crazy how even that little shift
a little bit of power can truly, truly change their brain from being in pushback mode to more like collaboration mode with
and
you.
You know what? I saw Mothercood, shout out Mothercood. Hi, Miriam.
Hey.
I saw her do this thing that every pediatrician says to do, which is cut it with juice. And that never once has worked for my children, but it works for hers. And so I feel like that's worth mentioning because I don't know about you, but every time I go to the doctor, they're like, just cut it with some juice. Just cut it with some juice. Yeah. And mine my hate it, but I feel like I'd be remiss not to mention that or chocolate syrup too. And mine hate that, but apparently try it out. My pediatrician swears by it.
Give it a shot, see what works.
Okay, next question. This is from Annette. Hey, girl. Hey, why aren't you? Oh my God, Dina, I can't even read the end of this question.
I'll read it. It's going to cause you a little bit of pain. So brace yourself. Why aren't you at BravoCon right now?
Thank you, Annette, for mentioning this. I need a whole session to talk about this. I have so much regret because we're busy, right? We're busy. And like you and I are traveling a lot. Yeah. And we're traveling a lot. Like we were just in New York City. We're traveling next week. And like my husband is dying. He's dying to go to BravoCon. Okay. Like he got it before I did even. Like he got the BravoCon fever years ago. And we finally both were like, you know what? Our kids are at an age. I think we could both go to BravoCon this year. Like this is the year to do it. And I was like, no, I don't. And I have so much regret.
Wait a minute. Are normal people, average people like us, we're just allowed to attend BravoCon?
Are you joking? It's a conference. Also, Dina, like we were low-key on Watch What Happens Live. Like,
I know.
We might even get, I don't know, a backstage pass or something. But even if we didn't, I mean, we probably did, first of all. Even if we didn't, you can just buy tickets. You can just go. Okay. Like,
well, now I'm sad.
I would like to go. I wish we were having like a little mom adventure together.
And then like, I said this on our stories last week and I mean it. Can you imagine being at BravoCon and there's like a mom section? Like the panels are happening earlier and we're wearing sweatpants and we're wearing Uggs and we're all just being like, you're doing great, sweetie. Yes. You know, like we're giving Raquel a hug.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of all of you.
Listen to your feelings. Listen, they matter.
This is hard. Okay to have a hard moment, you know? Ugh.
Do you need a hug?
Next year. We have to go to BravoCon next year. Okay, I'm sorry. I took up too much of our time. Next.
Okay, last question here is from Bailey. Do you believe in rewards charts?
Oh, good question.
Well, you know, some people love rewards charts. I don't love them, frankly, because what can happen is that you accidentally get stuck on like this rewards treadmill, call it, where it's like, first they're earning an M&M, and then when that wears out, you gotta ramp up the prize to keep them motivated and excited. And really, like, all the while, they're not really learning like the deeper thing that's under the behavior, like real coping skills for dealing with hard moments.
Right, because like I think you can use a rewards chart for, if I'm not mistaken, for many things.
Oh,
we're
yes.
probably talking about like behavior, even potty, something like that. Mm-hmm. And in general, we really do want things to be intrinsically motivated, and that way, even when you're not around, even when they don't get an M&M, they're still going to perform that behavior, for a lack of a better word. They're going to be motivated to be kind to their friend or to share or to sit on the potty because they have understood the reasoning behind doing those things.
And there's this last thing as a therapist that can happen, okay, is kids who are, quote, not behaving well consistently, when they don't get that reward, that gold star, like whatever it is, it actually secretly, subtly, like crumbles their self-esteem inside. And they start to just kind of give up and give up, like, you know what? Okay, I can't do it. Like, I am a bad kid. You know, I'm not even going to try.
So, yeah, everything that is in parenting, by the way, you should tailor to exactly what works for you. For us, we generally do not recommend using rewards for these reasons. But again, like, you do you, boo. That's your family.
Exactly.
What works for you is great.
Okay, big little bestie, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for being here. I'm feeling what you felt at the beginning. Now I'm tired. I'm tired.
We gotta rest.
Yeah, we all gotta go to bed.
I really need to rest.
We need
so that I do not you have
your body
a grumpy hangover for tomorrow.
Do you need what do you need right now? Just sleep.
I think I need to take a quiet shower by myself and then go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no Bravo tonight. You gotta just put
go to bed.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I'm gonna eat something and maybe watch Housewives Beverly Hills. It's so sad right now.
I know. It's so it really sad. Is.
Maybe we do something lighthearted. I feel like Miami's kind of fun right now.
Do that.
Okay. All right. Bestie, thank you for hanging out. We can't wait to do it again next week. If you are struggling with toddler or preschooler tantrums, pushback, discipline, picky eating, just all the confusing things, this podcast, we can only scratch the surface. If you need help, our course, Winning the Toddler Stage, is here to help. It is aptly nicknamed the Toddler Manual because it truly has every single thing you could possibly struggle with under the sun between the ages of 1 and 6 within one course. We're not going to do a bunch of workshops. You have to buy the sleep guide and the picky eating guide and the this guide and the that guide. No, everything you could possibly need for ages 1 through 6 is all in this one course. We were never meant to do this parenting thing alone. You deserve to have help. We are here for you. You can find that course at biglittlefeelings.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Big Little Feelings. We give free tips every single day. They might change your life with one free tip.
Thank you so much for being here with us. This has been an Odyssey production, executive produced by Lauren LaGrasso, produced by Daniela Silva, edited by Bob Tabador, and theme music composed by Liz Full. Then studio lighting designed by Shane Sackett and designed by Jackie Shearman. Special thanks to Odyssey Executive Vice President and Head of Podcasts, Jenna Weiss-Berman. And thank you for being here with us. We can't wait till next week.